In the last 30 years, the number of households falling below the minimum standards of living has increased, with 30,000 Scottish children living in families who cannot afford to feed them properly. That's according to the Economic and Social Research Council, who did the largest study of poverty ever conducted in the UK. In Scotland, more than 400,000 adults go without essential clothing and 200,000 children live in damp housing. Shettleston is one of the most deprived areas in Glasgow. Local people are telling us it shouldn't be happening.
There's men running about here that can't even feed themselves. I see it all the time, everywhere. The government needs to help us out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, I should be doing something about that. It's getting out of hand.
It's not good. It's really not good. Something needs to be done.
I don't think people like to let it be shown that they're poverty. Everybody can be doing more.
No, it's not acceptable. In this day and age, the amount of money that's within this country, there's no need for it.
The research also found that almost one in four adults have incomes below what's considered necessary to avoid poverty, while one in three cannot afford to heat their homes properly during winter months. Experts are calling on governments at Holyrood and Westminster to do more to battle deprivation. Here's Labour MP Margaret Curran.
I don't think enough has been done to tackle poverty, and I think we need to do much more. I think these are deeply concerning figures and a condemnation of the UK Tory government and the SNP Scottish government. Since the SNP have come to power, they've cut the Scottish housing budget by a third, and I think that's how we see such terrible housing figures today.
64-year-old Christine Cummings from Bayliston thinks it's not just the government that needs to make changes.
As a nation, we're not looking after our areas and we're letting it go to the state it's getting in. People themselves are making the places like dumping grounds.
And what do you feel could be done to tackle poverty here?
Maybe places where they could go to sit and listen to people, or maybe if they heard it maybe more on the radio, or maybe read it in the papers. So maybe it does eventually register into people.
The findings have been the focus of a conference in Edinburgh today.